Ryland Grace awakens from a coma to a nightmare scenario. He's aboard a spaceship called the Hail Mary. His two crewmates are dead, and he has no memory of how he got there. As fragments of memory gradually return, he recalls his former life as a middle school science teacher whose controversial paper on non-water-based life forms had ended his academic career. The existential threat becomes clear. A microscopic organism dubbed astrophage is consuming the sun's energy, threatening to plunge Earth into a catastrophic ice age within decades. The global response was unprecedented. Political boundaries dissolved as humanity united under the leadership of Eva Stratt, a Dutch bureaucrat granted almost unlimited authority. Ryland's unconventional theories about life's requirements made him essential to understanding astrophage, which defied conventional biological understanding. But the most uncomfortable truth emerges with his memories. He had initially refused the mission, choosing self-preservation over duty. Stratt, believing his expertise irreplaceable, had him drugged and launched into space against his will. Imagine waking to discover not just that you're humanity's last hope, but that you never volunteered for the role. How would you reconcile your involuntary heroism with fundamental questions about courage, duty, and redemption? Alone in the vast emptiness of space, Ryland must decide whether to embrace his appointed role or surrender to despair. Astrophage, tiny black dots, barely visible under powerful microscopes, defies conventional science. These organisms absorb solar energy with impossible efficiency, maintain a precise temperature of 96.415 C regardless of environment, and propel themselves at near-light speeds. Their simple life cycle is devastating. They gather energy on the sun's surface, forming visible dark spots, then migrate to Venus to breed using stored energy as propellant. This phenomenon triggers a global crisis as astrophage steals energy from our sun at an accelerating rate. Climate models predict agricultural collapse within 30 years, killing half the world's population through starvation. As Stratt warns, nations with military power won't passively accept starvation. Wars will erupt over food resources, further disrupting agriculture and triggering famines. What makes this threat particularly insidious is its non-malevolent nature. It's simply life following evolutionary imperatives, mirroring our own environmental crises. The infection has spread from star to star for decades, creating a galaxy-wide network of diminished stars. The Hail Mary spacecraft represents humanity's desperate final attempt, a technological marvel built under extreme pressure. Its revolutionary spin drive, powered by astrophage, converts energy to mass following E equals mc squared, generating 540 trillion watts and propelling the ship to 11.5% of light speed. Three astronauts were selected through global screening for both scientific expertise and rare coma-resistance genes found in only 1 in 7,000 humans, allowing them to survive the years-long journey while preserving resources. The mission was designed as one way. Commander Yao left behind three children. Engineer Ilyukina abandoned her career at Moscow State, and Grace gave up his beloved teaching position. All sacrificed for humanity's survival. Would you volunteer for a suicide mission to save your species? The crew's willingness to face certain death exemplifies humanity's noblest qualities: courage, altruism, and the desire to protect future generations at their own expense. While orbiting Tau Ceti, Ryland discovers a triangular alien vessel just 217 meters from the Hail Mary, three times larger and clearly artificial. Their first communication is elegantly simple. Ryland pulses his spin drive in a pattern, and the alien craft perfectly mimics his sequence, confirming mutual intelligence. The alien, whom Ryland names Rocky, defies traditional sci-fi expectations. Iridians are steam-powered beings with metallic components, evolved for an environment unlike Earth. They have dual circulatory systems operating at 210°C and 305°C with internal plant-like cells that recycle oxygen. Most remarkably, they see using sound waves rather than light, explaining their development of space travel without visually perceiving stars. Their relationship evolves from cautious cooperation to genuine friendship. Despite profound biological differences, Rocky and Ryland form a deep connection based on mutual respect and shared purpose. Their breakthrough moment comes when Ryland shows Rocky the astrophage, confirming they're both on the same critical mission. Their respective stars are being consumed by this organism. The investigation unfolds like a scientific method masterclass. On Adrian, the third planet in Tau Ceti, atmospheric samples show equal astrophage populations on both sides of their sampler, contradicting their expectation of higher numbers returning to Tau Ceti. Under powerful microscopes, they discover microorganisms alongside astrophage. Rocky realizes Adrian isn't just hosting astrophage, it's their birthplace. The planet harbors a food web where astrophage exists in balance with natural predators, explaining Tau Ceti's stable energy levels. This discovery offers potential salvation. Capturing these predators, named Tau Muba, could control the astrophage threatening their stars. They document how Tau Muba hunt astrophage using specialized cellular structures. Their challenge intensifies when nitrogen proves instantly lethal to Tau Muba. Through selective breeding over 23 generations, they create strains capable of surviving in target environments, demonstrating how systematic experimentation and perseverance can overcome seemingly insurmountable obstacles. As Ryland and Rocky prepare to part ways with their Tau Muba cargo, disaster strikes. Tau Muba evolves to navigate through xenonite in Rocky's fuel tanks, disabling his ship. Ryland faces an impossible choice. Continue to Earth as a hero with humanity's salvation, or turn the Hail Mary around to rescue his friend. This moral dilemma forms the emotional climax of the novel. Saving Rocky means Ryland's certain death, as he has only enough food for one journey. Yet he cannot abandon his friend to die alone in space. Ryland launches the Beatles toward Earth with the Tau Muba and research data, ensuring humanity's survival, then turns back for Rocky. This selfless act completes his transformation from reluctant teacher to hero willing to sacrifice everything for both species. Their reunion is powerfully emotional. When Rocky realizes Ryland's sacrifice means death, he's devastated until he has a revelation. Ryland might be able to eat Tau Muba. Unlike toxic iridian life, Tau Muba contains DNA, mitochondria, and glucose storage, potentially becoming Ryland's salvation. 16 years later, Ryland lives on Arid within an engineered dome replicating Earth's environment, having formed meaningful bonds with Rocky and his child Adrian. News of Earth's potential habitability stirs deep emotion in this exile who now connects two worlds. The cultural exchange extends beyond science. Ryland communicates in Iridian musical tones while Iridians embrace human art. Their collaboration has produced technologies benefiting both species, demonstrating how different evolutionary paths can converge in understanding. This story challenges assumptions about life's rarity and shows how different species can complement each other. Ryland's journey from reluctant participant to interstellar ambassador reveals how individuals can transcend limitations through scientific rigor, emotional intelligence, and determination. In the vastness between stars, our greatest strength lies in connection. Facing extinction, salvation came not just from scientific ingenuity, but from bonds transcending biology. With curiosity, compassion, and courage to reach into the unknown, we're never truly alone.